When you think of commercial fishing, you probably think of fishermen and fishing boats. You may not realize the variety of shoreside businesses that are an integral part of the industry. Here's Lori Botello, whose business Diamond Marine makes scallop bags, the cloth sacks which hold the shucked scallops out at sea.
We have scallop bags, and all the girls understand that they have to hold a certain measurement because the fishermen, they can, if they go over a certain amount of pounds as far as scallops are concerned, they can seize their catch. So the girls are very in tune to that. The bags have to be a specific specification, and they really have adapted to the way of living that the community, the fishermen community. They range like from 10 pounds to 65 pounds, and we do them in a natural colored material. It's in the raw, actually. And we also have them in white, where it's a non-toxic bleach that gets these bags bleached. We cut them out with a computerized pattern, and then these girls actually take them and fold each and every single one of them, put them together, and have a specific size seam, and they sew them exactly down the side and around, and that corner has to be absolutely perfect, because if that corner is not in the same spot all the time, it changes the amount that the bag holds as far as what the scallops that are in there. They care very much. They understand that what they're putting out there is the livelihood of the fisherman, of the scalloper, because if the scalloper does go over a certain amount of pounds in a closed area, they seize their catch and they don't get paid.
We buy the fuel. We take the fuel in every day. We have our own storage facility. When there's a lot of price fluctuations in the fuel, we can kind of control what our cost is going to be so that our customers don't get killed with a 10 or 20 cent price spike like it has been the last 2 or 3 months, you know,
right,
with the hurricanes and everything else.
Yeah.
John Liarcos, owner of the New Bedford-based Sea Fuels.
So we bring the fuel into our tanks, and from our tanks we feed the barge and we feed the fuel dock.
Yeah.
And the barge goes out, we fill the barges at our own facility from our tanks. It goes out every morning at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We know which customers have come in overnight. They're offloading, we put the fuel on. The fuel bill goes right to the settlement house. The settlement house gets the check from the fish dealer who mm-hmm. buys the catch off the boat. And they take out the fuel bill, they take out the grub bill, any food they purchased for the trip, any gear work that they've done for that particular trip. And the rest is distributed amongst the captain and the crew
uh-huh.
and the boat owner. Yeah.
The work involves, as you know, we do settlements, which is just merely a payroll program, which is how we arrive at what the fisherman's share is going to be from the trip.
Ann Jardin Maynard, part owner of Jardin & Dawson Incorporated, a New Bedford settlement house.
And we do everything from opening the mail all the way up the ladder to doing their corporate returns. We do personal returns, pay their bills.
Yeah.
And then now with all the regulations, we handle a lot of their fisheries permits. You know, we renew them for them. We keep them up to snuff as far as what's
yeah.
taking place. You know, make sure they have all the right permits. So it's pretty intense. Yeah.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.